League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I don't care if you are going to give me hell about this.
No, I like this. This is the intro we're bringing Buster Olney onto the show with, his Baby Got Back. I wonder if that's like his walkout music.
We should ask him. Buster, what would your walkout music be?
Yeah, we can bring him in. We'll find out.
Well, let's find out. All right. So you know him from the ESPN broadcast and Sunday Night Baseball, as well as all of his fantastic baseball coverage. You can find him and follow him at Buster_ESPN on Twitter. And if you really are a baseball fanatic, it is worth your while to check out his podcast. I also retweeted his podcast from this week because he also has a one-on-one interview with Jose Altuve. You can also find that podcast under his Twitter account. So check him out. We welcome in Buster Olney for the second time in, what, about 3 weeks? Buster, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. It's Barry and Joel and Nick.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Good, man. Looks like you're coming to our fair city again. That means that we must have a team that's worth following and watching in a big series against the Red Sox coming up.
Yeah, and I suppose I'm going to be seeing a lot of them during the course of the year. When you look at that lead in the American League West and you look at the potential and you know what they can do in the trade market, they are the best team in the American League. I think right now they're the best team in baseball, no doubt about it.
Well, Buster, I got to ask you right off the bat, did you have a chance to watch last night's game? And if so, what were your thoughts on Martez and Derek Fisher making their debuts?
I was going back and forth between games. Martez, I was surprised because, and I'm sure you guys talked about his control numbers in the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd heard from scouts that, you know, he's far from a finished product. They wondered about his command. So to see him finish off that way with the breaking ball that he did and, you know, and allowing one run over five innings, that was really impressive. And when I saw Fisher's home run, my first thought was that they're probably, given the nature of his swing, you know, opposite field, under control, I'm sure that there were pitching coaches with other teams, pitchers, catchers going, oh, great, one more guy to deal with in that lineup that's already so deep. He looks like he could certainly be someone, if they need, can help them out during the course of the year. Pretty talented.
Well, I was going to say, too, we know that they've had pretty much every pitcher in their rotation hit the DL. They've had some a little bit of a down swoon because of it. But when you hear any rumors and any conversations about the Astros trying to add a starter, one, if not both of those guys' names pop up. That's why some people were surprised that they brought Fisher up. But are those the two guys that can kind of bring in someone that everybody's been rumoring could be added to the Astros rotation?
Yeah, I've heard from folks with other teams. They feel like that, you know, the number one chip everyone always is asking the Astros about is Alex Bregman. You know, a guy who could play, you know, shortstop, he could play third base, he could certainly, he's someone who's attracted to other teams. But in past talks, I can't tell you this is going on this summer per se, the Astros basically put a wall around Alex and said, you're not touching this guy. And if you're not going to put him in the deal, then those two guys would probably be at the top of the list. And, you know, this week I actually did a piece, worked on a piece about, you know, what each teams are going to do. And all the executives with other teams that I spoke with all believe that the Astros absolutely by July 31st, they're going to wind up with one of the best starting pitchers in the marketplace. Because, I mean, this is a team that you invest in. It has a chance to win the World Series. They clearly have an issue with the rotation in terms of depth, at the very least, if Dallas Keuchel comes back. And I don't know how you guys feel about it, and I always feel like teams can, they don't have to tell us everything that's going on, but when you hear the bits and pieces of information about Dallas Keuchel, you kind of wonder, like, is there more than what they're actually telling us about his situation, which, you know, I'm assuming would push them to adding a front of the rotation type guy.
Yeah, I think everybody here is concerned. When you had everyone pretty much in the starting rotation on the disabled list, that does not make, I don't think it gives fans a warm fuzzy, that's for sure. So let me ask you, Mookie Betts coming into town this weekend with the Red Sox. Should Astros fans be worried? I mean, he's raised his average 21 points in the last week. He's, you know, he had a couple home runs and three RBIs last night. Is he heating up and this Red Sox team is starting to get on a roll?
Yeah, he is. And he's one of the best players in the American League. I think that he, it's neat having conversation with him because he really reminds you of like a great math student who is perpetually looking to solve problems. And there's a part of him, he's very understated, but there's a part of him that absolutely believes that he's going to solve whatever issue has been bothering him. Chili Davis, their hitting coach, has told me this. And so he struggled in recent weeks, and in the last few days, it feels like he's starting to gather momentum. And part of his greatness is not only about, you know, how good of a hitter he is. He, I actually had a longtime evaluator say to me last week that in this evaluator's mind, and I wish you could tell you the guy's name, but he won't let me use it, let me use his name. Certainly someone you would recognize told me he's the best right fielder that he's ever seen. He covers Wow. more ground in front of him than any right fielder he's ever seen. There's some great base running metrics. He's among the top five base runners in all of baseball. He's a very well-rounded player that we're going to be talking a lot about for the next 15 years or so.
Where are the Red Sox with their pitching, Buster? Simply because David Price got roughed up a little bit by the Yankees. He's now back in their rotation, but definitely not the David Price of old. We all know about Chris Sale. Porcello's been a roller coaster. Where are they rotationally, and is their pitching their biggest concern?
It is their biggest concern. Their rotation is their biggest concern. They don't hit a lot for a lot of power this year. You know, they're not hitting a lot of home runs. But I think the question of how far they go in the postseason or if they make it to the postseason is going to be dependent on how their rotation does going forward. Look, David Price, in his four starts since coming off the disabled list, he does not have the command that what we've seen in the past. And maybe he gets back to having that. But he's gotten hit around a little bit. He's going to be pitching on Sunday night. Chris Sale probably right now would be the front runner to win the Cy Young Award in the American League with Dallas, you know, on the disabled list. Porcello won the Cy Young Award last year, but he hasn't had the kind of command that he had last season. So it's a spotty rotation. And last night, Brian Johnson, who had given them a lift off the after being called up from the minor leagues, he just went on the disabled list with a shoulder issue. So the thought among other teams is that the Red Sox, like the Yankees, like the Astros, probably are going to be active and looking for a starting pitcher. But I think in a bidding situation, they don't have as many prospects as either the Yankees or the Astros to land somebody.
Yeah, talk a little bit about this team. You mentioned the power numbers. I was noticing that you know they're in the they're not doing well for home run wise. I mean, Benintendi is leading the team in RBIs with Betts right behind him, and combined those guys have 20 home runs. Do they need to add a bat as well? Is that something they're going to look at towards the trade deadline?
Yeah, they're looking. Their big area of need is third base. You know, they came into the year hoping that Pablo Sandoval was going to be in better shape and be able to hold down that position, but he got injured. And then Brock Holt, who was sort of their second-line guy, began to deal with some vertigo, and they have been scrambling at that spot. Pablo tried to come back. He's having some defensive issues because he's been playing with a brace, and there's a lot of speculation in Boston about whether or not at some point the Red Sox may just wave the white flag and say, you know what, we're just going to cut you free. Halfway through his contract, $95 million contract. And other teams think that they'll be in the market for a third baseman. And if you want to move now, that means Todd Frazier of the White Sox. If you want to wait, the Royals eventually may sell Mike Moustakas, their third baseman. He's a free agent in the fall. And another guy they might normally go after would be Anjelvis Solarte of the Padres. A switch hitter fits in a lot of ways. But if you guys remember last year, after Drew Pomeranz was traded to the Red Sox, Red Sox found out that the Padres withheld medical information, and so the relationship between those two front offices right now, not good. It's like a cold war. That's the big issue. I think going into Sunday night, I did a look at the numbers this morning, but the Red Sox, incredibly, last in the American League in home runs, which hasn't happened since 1990, and you know, as of Sunday morning, they had no guys in double digits with home runs. The Yankees, by comparison, had six.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Because that's why I hesitated, because I thought I saw that they were third to last in the majors in home runs, and I must have read that wrong. That's why I kind of hesitated to bring it up. Is Benintendi living up to the hype? Is he still on track to win that Rookie of the Year like everyone thought?
No, Aaron Judge is going to win the Rookie of the Year.
Okay,
I think he's a candidate to win the Triple Crown. He'll win. And Ben Attendee has had some stretches where he hasn't looked good, but this guy's going to be around for a long time. He started to dig himself out of his early season slump in the last couple weeks. He looks better. He has such a nice, natural swing in the way he naturally he lofts the ball that I think he's going to be really dangerous. The Red Sox had actually hoped that Benintendi would make up for some of the power they lost when David Ortiz left. But one way or the other, he's a good offensive player, and it seems like, as with Mookie Betts, the Astros are catching him at the wrong time.
Well, Buster Pedro keeps insinuating that Poppy may not be retired for long, and because of all these home run woes, that he'll be coming back. Any chance there's reality there?
You know, I have held out in the back of my brain, asked, is Ortiz done? I've never said absolutely for a couple reasons. I actually had a conversation with David last April of 2016 in the visitor's dugout in Houston and asked him about, is there any way you might reconsider this? And he goes, well, give me a Roger Clemens deal. Like, he gets to come back in mid-season. And Pedro Martinez, since the end of last season, has been on him. Come on, Dave, you got to try it. You know, you're too good of a hitter. He was one of the best offensive players in baseball last year. Now, I talked to Ortiz a few weeks ago, and he told me, absolutely not. You know, I have too much pain in my feet. But this is one, we learned from Brett Favre. You never know, right?
All right, Buster, we let in. It's our Throwback Thursday. So before we let you go, just a quick question. If you had walk-up music walking up to the dish, what would you pick?
Oh, boy. Well, my kids will absolutely attest that my musical taste stopped sometime in the 1980s. So it probably would have to be something from Prince. Right? That for me or something, that probably would be it.
Buster, you're a baseball guy in the 80s. Why are you not going with the outfield? Like, Play Deep was a great album. What?
Nah.
That doesn't make any sense.
I was more of a Prince and Police guy myself.
Okay. All right. If you go Prince, at least you can work in Diamonds and Pearls, and we've got diamonds like a baseball diamond, and we'll go that route.
There you go. See, that would be too mellow for baseball, right?
Yes.
All right.
Let's Go Crazy. It would probably have to be Let's Go Crazy.
There you go.
I was going to use Sexy, but we can't use that on the air. So, Buster only, we always appreciate the time. Again, follow him at Buster_ESPN, and he will be doing the game Sunday Night Baseball. It's the Red Sox at your Astros. Buster, thanks so much for your time.
See you guys.
Buster only right there. Good guess, good get. Lots of good stuff right there leading to Sunday Night Baseball. All right, we'll continue to work on Throwback Thursday, and I'm in the first hour, and we'll come back with much more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big.